Welcome to the Shop Small Society podcast. My name is Erica Bevel. I'm a product-based business educator, boutique owner, and online retail queen with a passion for helping small businesses make more money doing what they love. I started my first business at 18 in my mom's basement and left corporate at the age of 23 with a mission to make a positive impact on this world through empowering women just like you. I'm so thrilled you found this podcast and I'm so thankful you're here. Now let's do this thing. Welcome back to the Shop Small Society podcast. Today we are talking about drop shipping. Now, I actually have tested out drop shipping in the past, but I didn't really get started with it until 2021. And it was really, really successful. So I'm going to share a little bit about drop shipping, how you can get started, and my biggest tips for drop shipping. Now, if you're not familiar with drop shipping, it's a fulfillment method where a store doesn't actually have the inventory in stock. Instead, the store purchases the item from a third-party supplier and has it directly shipped to the customer only when a customer orders from your website. So I'm not actually having to carry the cost of that inventory until my customer buys it. I don't actually have to buy that product at wholesale until my customer buys it at retail. So I'm not technically ever out any money. I'm making a profit on items I don't even have in stock. Now, while this sounds so easy, there's a couple things I want you to know. First of all, it is very, very key to have trusted suppliers that you know for sure have good quality products and their turnaround time is quick. Their shipping time is quick. I'm going to tell you about a time that I tested out drop shipping a couple of years ago and I was very, very unimpressed. So I downloaded this app on my Shopify and I can't even remember what it was at the time. But anyways, I went through and I added just a couple of items to my website just to test it out. I was just testing it out. So I added these pair of earrings and I wanted to test out this entire process myself first because I wasn't sure about the quality of the product. I wasn't sure how it was going to come packaged. I wasn't really sure about the whole process itself. So I added it to my website through the drop shipping app. And again, I forget what the app was called. This was a couple of years ago. So I ordered these pair of earrings and I got them in like 3 weeks later. The packaging was in Chinese and the quality of the earrings didn't really meet my standards. So I immediately deleted those items and that app off of my website. And I was like, I'm never doing this again. This is no, never again. This is no, we're not doing this. So fast forward a couple years and I came across some very reputable USA-based companies that did drop shipping and I did more research and I actually ordered samples from them ahead of time to test out their shipping time, their packaging, and the quality of the products. I was very impressed, so I added them to my website last year. And because of this, we were able to increase our sales, increase our profits with inventory that we didn't even have in stock, which is so amazing. So my biggest tip really for this is to find a trusted supplier that ships quick and has great quality products. Another thing is communicating to your customers what they can expect with these certain products that are being drop shipped. Now, this is especially if you have items that are already in stock, or if you have a storefront, or if you do local pickup. This has been probably one of the biggest challenges for me is helping my customers understand the difference between my in-stock items and then my drop shipping items. Now, I actually call my drop shipping items online exclusives, and I have to put this in the title of every product, shipping only, because people didn't really understand online exclusive. Okay, I can just order it online and pick it up in store. No, you can't. We don't have it in store. It's drop shipping. And some customers, if you say drop shipping, they might not even know what drop shipping is. So I think it's best to, if you're going to introduce drop shipping items on your website, I think it's best to really be clear on what they can expect, what the shipping time is going to look like, where it's coming from. That way their expectations aren't, you know, it's coming directly from the store. They can pick it up in store. They can come try it on in store. So that has been my biggest challenge, is the fact that it's been hard to put that out there and to let every customer know what the online exclusive products are versus our regular products that are in store, because we have regular products that are in store and people ask, is this in store? And I'm like, yeah, it's a picture of it on me. And in my head, I'm like, that makes sense, but it might not make sense to your customers that don't know, obviously. So if you do decide to launch a part of drop shipping on your website and you already have in-stock products, you already have a brand built, you already have your business built, just make sure that you are so, so clear. And whenever you go to launch it, make sure you explain everything thoroughly. And the way I explain it is, it's shipping directly from my trusted vendor's warehouse. Some people say, you know, we have a warehouse, you know, somewhere else and it ships from there. I'm not going to lie. I don't have a warehouse somewhere. I just have my store and I have my back room full of inventory. I don't have another warehouse. It's shipping directly from my vendor's warehouse, a trusted vendor's warehouse that is USA based. They're great people, great products, super fast shipping. So I'm very clear, open, and honest with my customers about what it is. And I think that is so, so important. And if you're kind of on the fence, you know, should I do it? Should I not? Honestly, just test it out, see how it goes. I'm going to tell you the benefits of drop shipping and then disadvantages of drop shipping, just to be open and honest with you guys. So benefits, less of your dollars are actually not being tied up in inventory. So you don't have that cash sitting on your shelves. It's inventory that you don't even own. You don't even have to buy until it's actually sold. That is amazing. There's low overhead. If you are just doing drop shipping items or just doing online, you can work from anywhere almost. You don't actually have to ship the product. So you don't have to buy packaging. You don't have to actually physically ship the products. You don't have to go to the post office and all of that stuff. And then it gives you a wider variety to offer to your customers. And that was one of my big reasons for adding it, is because I wanted to give my customers a bigger variety of items to choose from. And my specific supplier for this offers a bigger variety of sizes than I actually had in store. So that was very, very important to me. So disadvantages, like I said, people get confused sometimes, especially if you have your in-stock products, especially if you have a storefront. People get confused. That's a disadvantage. It takes time for people to learn. It's a learning process. Another thing is it's very limited on customization. So whenever somebody gets their dropshipping item, it's most likely going to say your vendor's name on the return address. It's not most, I mean, most of them don't customize it to your business because they don't have time to put every single business that they're drop shipping to. So another thing is you don't have control over supplier errors. So if you are working with a supplier that has many, many errors, maybe they're shipping out the wrong item, the wrong color, the wrong size, that looks bad on you when it wasn't even your fault. So you have no control over that. Another big thing is the shipping costs, especially if you have multiple suppliers, multiple vendors for dropshipping on your website. So say somebody orders one of my in-stock items and somebody orders on the same order, they order something from my dropshipper and they're having it shipped. So I'm having to ship twice. Not in the same package. I'm having to pay a shipping cost twice because it's coming from two different locations. So that is a disadvantage. Also, sometimes I've had people getting confused and choosing local pickup on drop shipping items, and I have to reach out to them and send them a shipping invoice. That is a disadvantage as well. So there's a few disadvantages, but there are a lot of advantages to using drop shipping. And especially if you don't have a ton of inventory in stock, I recommend it. I recommend trying it out, seeing how it goes, and, you know, go from there. That's what business is. It's about taking risks and trying things out, seeing what sticks, seeing what works best. And if it doesn't work, what can you do different next time? Another thing I do want to add, and what I have seen that works better versus what doesn't work as well. So, and you've probably seen these people, but there are people that just do drop shipping. They just have websites that only have drop shipping items on them. And there have been people that have been very successful with this. However, I do think it is a little more difficult to start a drop shipping only business versus adding drop shipping to an existing business where you've already built trust, you've already built your brand, you've already built a customer base. So if you already have a product-based business, I think it's easier to add on drop shipping if you already have a business versus just starting a business that's drop shipping only, because especially if you don't have a customer base that knows, likes, and trusts you and trust the products that you have, trust the quality, then it's going to be a little bit more difficult. And we've seen a lot more drop shipping, especially on like big box stores websites. So for example, Walmart, if you go onto Walmart's website, you can search certain things. Not all of those things are actually in stock at Walmart. They're actually drop shipping. They're at a different location of a business. So for example, I ordered a tent for a vendor event from Walmart, and it came damaged, but I had to reach out and contact the actual business that did drop shipping through Walmart to replace the damaged item. So there are plenty of, you know, big businesses adding on drop shipping to their existing businesses. And I think it's really, really smart, especially with the inventory shortages that everyone has seen. I just think it is so smart to be able to add that to your website and have, you know, that bigger variety of products to offer to your customers. If you have more questions, or if you want to learn more about dropshipping and how to actually get it set up on your website, or if you have questions, join us in the Shop Small Academy. I have an entire training on dropshipping, and then you can ask any questions you might have inside the academy. So that is all for today. I will talk to you in the next episode. This episode is brought to you by the Shop Small Academy, which is my online education and support membership for small businesses. What I love about this is it gives small businesses ongoing education and support that they need to grow their businesses without having to spend a ton of money on their education. Each month we go over something new. We have 3 different trainings per month, and then at the end of the month we do a question and answer Zoom meeting where you get all access to me in a group setting where you can ask any questions, or we could go over anything related to your business. And then you get access to all past trainings, all past resources in our academy library. Again, the Shop Small Academy is one of the most affordable ways for small businesses to grow through education and support through me. So come on and join us. I can't wait to see you in there.